Alright folks, welcome back to Mind Training. Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let me tell you, we're diving into something super important today, coping with those pesky difficult emotions and triggers. Raise your hand if you've ever felt overwhelmed by anger, sadness, fear, or anxiety. Yeah, me too. We all have these emotional roller coasters in our lives, right? But the cool thing about Stoicism is that it gives us some seriously awesome tools to navigate those bumpy rides. It's not about suppressing your feelings, but about understanding them, accepting them, and responding to them in a way that empowers you, not controls you. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you tackle those tricky emotions head on. First things first, acknowledge and accept your feelings. Don't judge yourself for feeling what you feel, it's human. Trying to shove those emotions down just creates more pressure. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to hold a balloon underwater forever, right? It's going to burst eventually. Same with those feelings. Acknowledge them, breathe them in, and let yourself feel them fully. Next up, understand your triggers. We all have things that set us off, a certain phrase, a specific situation, even the weather. Recognizing these triggers is like having a cheat sheet for your emotional landscape. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to create strategies to manage those situations. Maybe it's taking a break, practicing deep breaths, or even changing your environment. Third, challenge negative thoughts. Those little voice demons in our heads can be so sneaky. They whisper doubts, amplify fears, and generally try to throw us off track. But here is the thing. You have the power to challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, we realize those negative thoughts are just exaggerated or distorted. Now, let's talk about finding your inner peace. Stoicism is all about focusing on what you can control: your thoughts, your actions, and your reactions. Remember that saying, you can't control the wind, but you can adjust your sails, exactly. Focus on things within your sphere of influence, let go of what you can't change, and cultivate a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, and humans make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're worthy of love and kindness, even when things get tough. Ever had that moment where you're totally stressed out about something, like a big presentation at work or an argument with a loved one? Suddenly, your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and you feel like you can't think straight. That's when those difficult emotions and triggers really kick in. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic on the way to that important meeting. Your mind starts racing with worst-case scenarios: you're going to be late, your boss will be furious, you'll totally bomb the presentation. You start feeling that familiar tightness in your chest, and your breath gets all shallow. That's a classic trigger scenario. But here's where Stoicism comes in handy. Remember those key takeaways. Take a deep breath, acknowledge that you're feeling anxious, it's totally normal, and challenge those negative thoughts. Remind yourself that you prepared well for this presentation, you have valuable insights to share, and even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. Maybe use that time in traffic to visualize a successful presentation or practice your opening statement out loud. See? Stoicism isn't about ignoring your feelings, it's about mastering them. You can turn those triggers into opportunities for growth and resilience. So, let's recap. Today we talked about 5 key takeaways to help you cope with difficult emotions and triggers. Acknowledge and accept your feelings, understand your triggers, challenge negative thoughts, find your inner peace, and practice self-compassion. Remember, folks, life is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. But by using the tools of Stoicism, you can navigate those challenges with grace and strength. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest emotional triggers? How do you currently cope with them? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to Mind Training. Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience, so you don't miss an episode packed with practical wisdom for a more resilient life. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep on training your mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.